Introducing the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to you from wherever you may be on this planet today. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, and I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. All right, we are continuing forward in our episode today on clairsentience. This is part two of the clairsentience series. Last week, if you were with us, you learned about clairsentience and where it's located, how you know your clairsentience, potential blockages related to opening this ability, how clairsentience actually presents. And we talked a little bit about physical awareness and decoding intuitive signals and body messages, and even recognizing messages in our body connected to clairsentience, which is, as you now know, clear feeling, one of the several clair abilities. All right, let's move forward in another aspect of clairsentience, a discussion about the empath. Empathy is the intuitive gift of being able to experience others' emotions as if they were your own. Healers are very empathic, as are many psychics and mediums. Some psychics or mediums or healers might tell you that they can actually feel their body almost meld into another person's body that they're reading or working with. Some highly empathic, intuitive people find that they actually cannot spend time in malls or crowded places. They're so empathic that they pick up everyone's energy and feel overwhelmed by it. So crowded places just don't work for them. Though it is a gift, if you're very empathic and open, you have to learn to quiet this ability and remain balanced and centered. Otherwise, other people's energies may overwhelm you. Grounding, running energy, and prayers of protection can assist you in finding this balance. You might also consider a previous episode here on the Intuitive Hour all about the empath. So people who are very empathic also often feel responsible for others' well-being. It's very common for mothers to feel this way because they have such a strong psychic and empathic connection to their children. But as the child grows, the mother must learn to let go and let the child take responsibility for their own life and decisions. It can be a challenge for empathic people indeed, particularly healers and light workers, to let go and let others live their own lives without experiencing their stresses and challenges and being worried for them. If you are highly empathic, it's ever important to learn to allow others their lessons and their life path. All right, so as your sensitivity increases, you may notice that as the gift grows, you become more sensitive to emotions and physical feelings and sensations in your body. As the ability developed for me, I felt a plethora of new body sensations and awarenesses. Occasionally, I might feel a poke to some part of my body to find no one there. This is a normal experience, and you may have it as well. I want to encourage you to make note of all the new body sensations and experiences that you may have in a journal. Also, it's important to drink plenty of water, get good sleep, and exercise daily. The care and attention that I have given to healthy body balance has served to enhance awareness and quick tuning into this ability immensely. And that will matter for you as well. As you take care of your body in whatever way works best for you, you will know it very well. You will know your body better. You'll know when you get a tightening in your chest that's not normal for you. You'll feel that very clearly, and you'll know whether it has some kind of symbolic or literal meaning for you or someone near you. Also, pay very close attention to your nightly dreams. Do keep a dream journal. The feelings that present to you in this dream space are of higher vibrational frequency and are profound messages of spiritual insight and guidance for you. Make note of all feelings and emotions that present in your dreams. In particular, make note of the feelings that arise in that last dream before you wake. Be sure to come back to the journal a few days later to consider the meaning, as it may take a few days to decipher intuitive messages. All right, the sensory field trip. Very important technique for any of your clair abilities and helping them to grow and expand. One of the first tools to use to begin opening this ability, clairsentience, is the sensory field trip. This will help you to increase your awareness of energy and sensory information. So, consider a zoo, a local grocery store, farmer's market, airport, somewhere where there's lots of stimulation on all levels. Take the time as you go to this location to really notice everything. Perhaps consider you are a young child taking a field trip, a sponge for new learning and desire. Take 30 or 40 minutes to wander and go through each area. For example, if you are going to a grocery store or a Whole Foods market, smell all the smells very closely. Close your eyes, go to the various aspects of the store, and see what you can notice through your clairgustance or your clairolfactory, clear smelling. Hear all the sounds that you can and feel all the feelings and body sensations. You may want to write down what you smell, see, feel, and hear to keep you on track and help you focus more. Look everywhere and feel everything. Notice all textures, colors, sensations, temperatures, feelings, emotions, smells. What's under your feet? Is it cold or warm in one aspect of the store versus the other? Pick up a head of lettuce and feel the textures. Notice the weight and the temperature. What is happening all around you? What are the feelings on the inside of your body? What are the feelings on the outside of your body? Are you drawn to look up, down, to the side for any reason? If so, ask yourself why. It's very important to notice direction, by the way, because the way things present to you, top, bottom, right, or left, does matter. Often, directional messages are correlated with time. For example, something presenting from the left can mean it's linked to the past. Something presenting to you from the middle, an image, for example, can indicate a link to present, and from the right can mean some kind of future connection. The sensory field trip is an excellent method for opening and developing all your clairabilities, most especially that clairsentience ability we're speaking of today. Be aware that if you are highly in tune to your abilities already or are very empathic, you may find a sensory trip to be a slight bit of an overload. If this is the case for you, just do the sensory field trip for a shorter time or choose a location that feels a little bit calm to you. All right, as a reminder, to enhance the opening of this clairsentient ability, you'll want to visit michellebeltran.com. Under the Media tab, I'm offering a clairsentient meditation specifically designed to supplement today's teaching. I think you'll enjoy that. All right, everyone, we will bring this episode to a close. I look forward to hearing and seeing you all next week.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.